It's a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're all ready to get up and go and have some fun. I'm psyched up and everything. And you know what? Just remember, we're broadcasting from the Chauncey's Great Outdoors Minnow Tank, which is on State Street. It's also known as the ESPN State Street Studio. But I call it the Chauncey's Great Outdoors Minnow Tank. And remember, you could subscribe to us on ESPN Chicago app or go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. My webpage, .com, and click on a word podcast. You can hear the show live streamed or whatever. It's really cool. Okay, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on here today. We've got some good interviews about hunting, fishing, Perch America, deer hunting, because it's the opening weekend of deer season in Michigan. There's a lot of stuff to go on, a lot of stuff to talk about. But you know what? Oh, my goodness, I can hear the phone ringing. Well, everybody, guess who I got on the phone here? Yes, this is my buddy, Mr. Wayne Libera. Where? Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where I will be this morning after the show. Wayne, what are your hours today?
9 to 2.
9 to 2. And Wayne is having this massive blowout sale. Not that there's, you know, he just needs to get the old product off the shelves, and it's not really old product, but just the dated product, and put in new product that's getting delivered in the next couple of weeks, and you just can't put 5 pounds of sand in a 1 pound can, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to save some money for everybody. You're do-it-yourselfer mechanics. It's a good time to stock up on your oil filters and your oil and fuel stabilizer for next year, because that stuff doesn't go bad. It's a good opportunity there. We've got some apparel, as much as 90% off.
Really?
We've got a lot of odds and ends for guys that like to fix things. We've got some bimini tops and frames and storage compartment lids and windshields and, you know, a lot of odds and ends that we're just moving out. And so take a ride out, everybody, and check it out and see if I got something you can make use of.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, this, you know, huge blowout sale really – and there's anywhere between like 25% to 50% off on certain items, right?
Oh yeah, as much as 90% off on some items.
When you said 90, you got my attention, buddy.
Yeah, the minimum discount going on right now is 25%.
Yeah, and
that's
mean
pretty aggressive.
You know, 25% on, you know, oils and lubes, antifreeze and stabilizers. That's going to save you money. Period.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I say, the stuff doesn't go bad, so it's a good time to stock up a little bit.
Yeah.
And even the apparel, I got Lowe apparel, Lund apparel, so if anybody's looking for a little Christmas gift for their fishermen in the family, you know, there's some bargains there.
Yeah. Do we have full figure size boys shirts left?
I don't know if I've got any that fit you or me, but we have an eating disorder.
Yes, we like to eat.
Yes.
We like to eat. But see, when you think about this, and yes, it's the end of the year, okay? And end of the boat. It's not the end of the boating season for us because we can put that trailerable boat and we could run down to Wren Lake or Shelbyville and go crappie fishing and, you know, run down and hit the Mississippi River or the Wabash River. I mean, or go to, Tennessee and you're going to hit their chain down there. And there's...
Chauncey, with this mild weather we've had this year, it's just, I mean, a lot of guys are still using their boats, and we're still selling a lot of boats, more boats than we should be this time of year. But that this mild weather has got everybody pumped up, and fishing has been spectacular. I mean, the guys that have been coming in and sharing their fishing stories and showing me their fishing pictures on their phones, they're catching some nice fish out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, where was I? Oh, I was going to do a thing for ABC News, and a boat passed me by, and... It was an older boat, but he had an old, engine, Evinrude. He had an Evinrude engine, and I went, wait a minute. I think I almost wanted to chase the guy down and beep the horn and roll the window and say, hey, don't forget, go to the blowout sale, because I know you have parts for the Evinrudes.
Yeah, we're cleaning all that stuff off our shelves. We're getting rid of all our Evinrude parts, Johnson parts, all our Volvo parts. You know, we've gone basically 100% Mercury and Yamaha service. And so, like I say, it's time to clean that stuff out. And our loss is your gain, isn't that? That's the saying out there, right? Our loss is your gain.
Yeah, which is really true. But I mean, everyone thinks of, you know, they put that cover on their boat, which you don't need to do, folks, unless you've got a boat, you know, where like a Lake Michigan. Where you got to flush the system, flush the motors, and all that stuff. If you're just running an outboard motor, you're okay, pretty much.
Yep.
And
yep.
If you can, you're gonna can still use your boat. Illinois River. I mean, there's. I mean, I gotta stop.
Saint Joe River.
Oh,
you know.
Oh my God! You gotta get some walleye. And,
and there's still a lot of boating places to go. Just carry a bag of salt in case that ramp gets a little frozen. And I tell everybody when you pull that boat out of the water, before you pull it off the ramp. Make sure you lower that motor down all the way and let all that water drain.
Yeah. Now, you know, yes, Wayne has five of the greatest outboard and inboard, you know, boat mechanics on the face of the earth. And I really do mean that, folks. I hear so many compliments about your mechanics.
We've got a good group back there. But you know what, Chauncey? They're all boaters, too. So they get it. You know, they understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've all got years of experience. Constant training. I mean, they're constantly doing webinars and running up to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin to attend school. So so we're on top of the training. But you know, the technology is changing so quickly in our industry. You have to be on top of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even said to one of your mechanics. I think it was Jamie. I said, you know, years ago, I had a '62 Ford Falcon. Which, believe it or not, was this, you just take the old body off and drop on a Mustang, and that was the same car, okay?
Yep.
But I could get inside with that engine and work on it. You know, change wires, changes, do my oil changes. He had one of the Mercuries open on the back, and I'm looking at it going, where the heck do you start? But, you know...
Really, I mean, you could do your basic maintenance. Your oil changes are pretty simple and that sort of thing, but... If you have a system failure of any kind, it's got to go to a dealer because they've got to plug it into the software.
Right.
You know, we've gone the way of the automotive industry that way, and everybody could look at it and scratch their head, but until you plug it in, you're not sure what's going on.
But the reason I brought that up is because when I'm at Waterworks, I see you have a rack of manuals and, you know, for all kinds of different things. Are those on sale also?
Yes, everything. You know, all our training and all our... service books and everything are now online through Mercury. So these manuals are all becoming useless for us.
Oh.
And so, again, for you, those guys who are do-it-yourselfers, that's a good opportunity. I've got tons of Evinrude and Johnson and Mercury manuals. You know, I think we sell them for $1 a book.
Mm-hmm.
And come on in and see if I got a manual that will match your engine.
Okay. I was kind of curious because, you know, I always looked through them because I used to have a manual from my old Mercury engine also years ago. And I was able to see what I needed to do to minor, do this, do that. You know, it wasn't great, crazy where it was a big job. But it's just that, you know, I was like, wow, this is somebody could pick up, get a super discount on it and do that. But, you know, you're mentioning boat covers, windshields,
Bimini frames you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. All of these things are things that you think of in April next year, and you're paying a higher price, where if you do it now, you're saving yourself money.
You got it.
Which means you could a little more Christmas presents for everybody else in the family.
There you go.
You know. Now, is there any? You always have great prices on the London Low line of boats, right?
Oh yeah, it's the stuff. You know, our business model is we put our discount price right on the boat. Mm-hmm. We don't start at retail and then play the let's make a deal and arm wrestle over the price. Our selling price is right on the boat. So it really takes all that confrontation out of the sale, and the guy sees the real price, and he can be assured that he's getting the right deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't ask, well, you know, did I not negotiate a better deal and all that sort of thing. We've kind of taken that negotiation process out of it because it's – that's not the fun part of the business, you know. People
mm-hmm.
just want to know. I know, as a consumer myself, I just want to know what it costs.
Yeah.
And just tell me what it costs, and then we can go from there. And then a guy can determine what his budget's going to be on a boat and where he's going to fish. And that really helps in this whole sales presentation as well, because we can find out how many people he's going to put in the boat, where he's going to go, what type of boat he needs, whether it be a bass boat or walleye boat or multi-species boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he can see what this stuff is really going to cost him. And then he can determine, you know, where that's going to fit in his budget.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes the whole process a lot nicer, more pleasant for everyone.
Yeah. So on Saturday, today, guys, you know, the store opens there at 9. I'll be down there. I'll make sure I have coffee for Wayne and myself, you know. And but we'll if you want me to give you the demonstration on the boat and check it out and show you the things, Wayne will let me do it, but I'm pretty sure he'll be holding his heart the entire time I'm doing it.
Oh no. A ton of Chauncey's cousins are going to show up. They're all going to want the Chauncey deal, right?
That's right. They all go want the Chauncey deal on this one. But Wayne, thanks so much for coming on. Telling everybody about this huge blowout. And really, folks, you know, this company is going to be here for a long time. They just need to move the old stock out because the new stock is piling up, you know, in the warehouse to get shipped over.
Every once in a while, you got to clean out the garage, Chauncey.
Don't say that too loud. My wife might hear it.
So, well, good. We'll see you later on today.
Yep.
And this will be the last day of our sale. It's mm-hmm. been pretty successful so far.
Good.
A lot of people have come in that heard you last week on your show. They've come in this week.
Good.
And so come on in and see if I've got something that you guys all need.
Sounds good, Wayne. Thanks for coming on the program.
Okay, thanks, Chauncey. We'll see you later.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting, with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition. And full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
You can't catch fish.
I got a little story about a city boy that came to Wisconsin, up from Illinois, so he can enter the big fish contest. It's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told him. Guy, you're making
now let's hear from Bruce Caruso. You know, he just got back from doing something a whole lot of fun. And he was putting the Christmas presents in Wolf Lake even a whole month plus before the Christmas season. Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Chauncey?
Bruce, I'm just having a good time. And what specifically I'm talking about is an organization that you've been part of for many years. What we're talking about is Perch America, right?
Yes, we are.
And Perch America...
We're a local fishing organization based out of Hammond, Indiana, and we have members throughout Illinois and Indiana.
And probably a couple in Michigan you don't know about. But
possibly.
But, Bruce, the thing is, Perch America, people have seen you guys at sports shows and stuff, and they don't realize that, you know, yes, there's a bunch of fishing clubs around out there and do different things, and they, you know, have their monthly meetings and a guest speaker, and they do, but you guys take your club to the next step by saying, you know, we're not going to talk the talk. We're going to walk the walk and do the job and go fishing.
Well, that's what Perch America has been about ever since in its existence since 1993, is we always believed in being part of the process of not only educating the public, but also trying to help out on any environmental issues, concerning degradation of habitat or water qualities or exotic species. And, we're always still promoting fishing, and we just try to educate everybody, about the difficulties that, you know, our waters are experiencing, especially in northwest Indiana and Illinois here in the southern basin of Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. And some years were a little better, some years a little worse. But, I mean, you know, you guys have been helping it to make it better from, as you said, how many years again?
Perch America has been in existence since 1993, mm-hmm. and we've been doing this walleye soak stocking program over at Wolf Lake since 1998.
Yeah, so from 1998, everybody, Bruce and the merry men and women band of renown from Perch America have been throwing thousands and thousands now of walleye, and we're not talking about little bitty fry. We're talking about some walleye with a little bit more size to them, into Wolf Lake here so they can grow easier, right?
Yes. Well, we've been stocking for 25 years now. Well, this will be our 25th year of stocking. We actually have been doing it for 26 years, but unfortunately in 2017, we weren't able to obtain the fish that we wanted. So this is actually going to be our 25th stocking in 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been stocking 5 to 7 inch advanced growth walleye fingerlings. For several reasons. One, just like you stated, that the bigger they are, the more of a chance they have as a survival rate because they're more of a predator. And we usually stock them later on in a year, like now, because, one, the water temperatures are cooler and there's a lot more oxygen and there's a lot less stress on the fish, and we get a better survival rate with the fish. And plus, number two, it takes this long for us to get these fish that are 5 to 7 inches long, because it takes a while for these fish to grow.
Right, and that's, you know, to for these fish to grow, you're, you know, whoever you're getting them from, whether it's a private, you know, certified fish operation, fish hatchery, or it's the state of Indiana, or whoever, it takes a lot longer for those fish to grow, which means it costs more money, but you're, the rate of them surviving jumps up hugely, you know, and that's the important
part. Yes, well, excuse me if I'm cutting you off.
No, you're not cutting me off.
I just want to explain that we've been working with one fish distributor in 24 to 25 years, and that's been Richmond Fisheries.
Mm-hmm.
He's located in Illinois on a border, on the northern border of Illinois between the state of Illinois and Wisconsin.
Mm.
And he's been our fish supplier ever since. And like I said, with the exception of 2017, he's always been able to obtain the fish that we want, the size of the fingerlings that we want.
Right.
And he's very concerned about when they come here, about them being healthy. And we get very, very few, maybe one or two. We see floaters coming up for the mortality rate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's they're very healthy when they come in.
Yeah, which when it comes to a scale of that, that's nothing. That's nothing. Now, and literally, when I said thousands, do you know, have an approximate of how many they're putting in into a
Well, this, you know, each year the price of the fish keeps going up. And this year, last year we put in 2,200. So I'm imagining this year we're probably going to end up with about 2,000 5 to 7 inch fingerlings.
Mm-hmm.
And through the 24 years that we've done stock now, we've stocked an estimated 120,000 advanced walleye fingerlings into
right.
Wolf Lake. And it's a very successful program. Actually, I was out with Tom Bakula of the Indiana DNR
mm-hmm.
Back in a couple of times in October, and we did a shocking. And we shocked up one night, we shocked up 25 fish, with the biggest fish being 27 inches. Well, it was a beautiful fish, and I mean, but there was other beautiful ones. There's, you know, fish that measured 23,
mm-hmm.
22 and a half, you know, 19 and three quarter. And we even had smaller fish that were between 10 and 11 inches. And
yeah.
Tom Bakula with the Indiana DNR even stated that them 10, 11 inches are from last year's stocking. So
mm-hmm.
it's a very productive program. When we go out and do the shocking, you'd be amazed on how many different bait fish that are out there, between gizzard shad, between the exotic white perch. They have another fish species out there called Brook Silverside, which it looks exactly like a shiner, but it's a different species than a shiner.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the lake is just stocked with, you know, stunted bluegills and yellow perch. And that's why the Indiana DNR is in favor of us continuing this stocking with the advanced growth walleye mm-hmm. fingerlings, because they're keeping a lot of these smaller fish and these exotics in check by us adding another predator bait to the lake, because the lake does hold a lot of different other sport fish. The main basis of the lake is largemouth bass, but during our shockings, we shocked up northerns. In the past, we shocked up some muskies, but we haven't shocked up none in the recent few years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different other species in there. There's white bass in there. You've got perch. You've got, you know, your northern pike. You've got your bluegills, and it's got a really good, healthy fish population in it.
If somebody wanted to either become a member of Perch America, or B, said, hey, you know, I might want to help out with a donation to that stocking program, you know, for next year, what's the best way for them to get a hold of to join and get a hold of somebody at Perch America?
Well, what's happened is we used to have a website, and the cost of it just grew outrageous for us. It wasn't financially feasible for us to keep it. So we do have a Facebook page. It's a private Facebook page that you got to ask to join. And all we ask is that you answer two questions, and they're pretty simple questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like, you know, as long as you be respectful and if you participate in contributing to the page. And as long as they answer them, we usually let them on. I don't know, would it be all right if I gave my number out?
Sure, give your phone number out.
Okay, well, my name is Bruce Caruso. It's spelled Caruso. My cell phone number is 219-670-6754. And if you contact me, I can pretty much either get you an application. I can tell you if you want to come to our meetings, give you our meeting dates. You don't have to be a member to come to our meetings. We hold our meetings once a month, every second Wednesday of the month, over at the Indiana Harbor Yacht Club. And that's actually located in the East Chicago Marina, which is right by the boat launch.
All right, Bruce. Well, I want to thank you for, first of all, doing the work you're doing with Perch America and helping so much Wolf Lake area, and also for just getting more people excited, men, women, kids, to get out and enjoy the great outdoors right in their own backyard, right here in Northwest Indiana and Northeast Illinois. Okay, Bruce?
Well, you know what? That's what this program is all about, because anybody can go out to the lake and enjoy fishing there. This isn't a private club. This isn't a private organization. Anybody can go out to the lake, and they can throw a rod and reel. And if you don't mind, I would actually like to give, compliments to, the people who made this program so successful for all these years. First, I'd like to thank the Hammond Port Authority. They've been a big donator for a number of years. The Hammond Parks Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization with the city of Hammond. Lake County Fish and Game Association, who's been donating for many years. The Calumet Harbor Sport Fishermen Club, also been donating for many years. The Whiting Robertsdale Boat Club has been donating for a number of years. Sleaze's Bait Shop and Lake Station. We even got a grant from a Gene B. Glick Foundation. And then I don't want to forget about Tom Bakula with the Indiana DNR, Linnea Peterschiff with the Indiana DNR, and Dr. Jennifer Strouser with the Indiana Board of Animal Health. Because without all these people and all these organizations contributing either funds or their efforts, this wouldn't be the program that it is, and the integrity of the program wouldn't be what it is today without the help from everybody that I just mentioned.
That's exactly it. And once again, thank you to all of those people who have helped out, and you too. Heard how you can become a member of Perch America and even help out in stocking if you want to do that next year. And let's just keep this ball rolling. Bruce, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Oh, I appreciate you having me, Chauncey, and you have a great morning, okay?
You too. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. We know the outdoors. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt on December 2nd and 3rd at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois. Please bring your own non-toxic shot. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all ages and skill levels, with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and dog, if requested, lunch on the site, a hotel room Monday night in a great downtown Springfield hotel, a banquet dinner with silent auction and more, coffee, donuts Tuesday morning, and you pick up your clean birds, and you can either go back in the field or drive home. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and have fun with one or two days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Hey everyone, Chauncey here, and Waterworks Marine is having their end of the season huge blowout sale. 25 to 90% off on many items you need if you own a boat. From November 11th to the 16th, Waterworks needs to make room for their 2025 product line and save you money. They're great deals on Mercury motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower, covered by a special warranty for Mercury. Only at Waterworks. How about 25% off? In-stock rod holders, lube, oil, stabilizers, safety equipment, pops, and more. And don't forget that extended warranty deal on Mercury outboard motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower, covered by that special Mercury extended warranty at Waterworks Marine. But that's not all. Look at the super prices for boat consoles, boat covers, hardware, manuals, Lund apparel to look good, cushions, and more. So pick up all of your boating needs at the blowout prices, and don't forget to repower your boat with a new Mercury outboard engine and get that extended warranty that'll save you thousands of dollars. That's November 11th to the 16th, big blowout sale at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. I'll see you there.
Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, so stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Deer Hunters! Hey! How you guys doing? You're listening to Shad Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin.
This is Phil Piscitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day. But first I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night playing cards and drinking black beer. Shoot, there it is. Let's get some deer.
Shoot, there it is. Shoot, there it is. Shoot, shoot.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone, I've got my turkey hunting buddy. We should do a little more of other hunting. But, you know, our schedule's been very, very busy. But this is the guy who took a novice, simple young lad, and taught him the ways of the wilds of turkey hunting. But he's one hell of a deer hunter, let me tell you. Mr. Mike Reynolds, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. A young novice turkey hunter. Oh, yeah. You were, I don't know about the young part, but you were a novice hunter. You were willing to learn, and you were, as you tracked around those hills in Joe Davies County like a trooper.
Yeah, not anymore, are we?
No. We go someplace and we sit. We don't trek.
Yeah, we're not part goat anymore. Any time that I'll never forget, we parked the cars and I walked to where I set up my little blind, and I was looking at my little GPS, which shows how high and low are you? What is it called?
Altitude,
and it said that I basically walked down 11-story building. To get, and I was like, no wonder why.
It ain't the getting down, the walking down ain't so bad. It's that walking up.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough
one. That's why I went and bought a quad a few years ago, because my deer blind was through this pasture, through a gate, and into another pasture, and coming back up out of the bottom. It was murder. Mm-hmm. So I went and bought a quad because my old knees did not like that walk at all.
Oh, yeah. That's fully understandable. Fully understandable. But, hey, you know, speaking of that, congratulations on getting your deer with the bow. Congratulations.
And, thank you, sir.
Very, very nice one. I saw some photos and I went, whoa. But this weekend is opening in the great state of Michigan. They have 540,000 plus licenses for this weekend that have been sold for deer hunting. I always say to people, it's the third largest armed militia in the world. Army.
Is it really?
In the woods of Michigan. And nobody gets hurt. Everybody has a great time. You know, safety's high,
greatly, you know, demanded between hunters and teaching kids and et cetera. It's a great time. Wisconsin's got 441,000 people, I think, hunting this in for their 9-day deer season. Illinois season starts next weekend. So, I mean, there's a lot of deer hunting out there. And we used to do a deer hunting seminar at one of the big, you know, sporting goods stores in the area. And people enjoyed it because we gave them hands-on experience of what a deer is. You know, how can you fool a deer? And you said, what, a deer can only do three things, right? It's their hearing, eyesight, and what was the third one?
Their sense of smell.
Their nose, yeah. Their nose.
They rely on all of those things in concert to make the decision to stand or to run. But I think of all of them, if you can fool their nose, you can get close, or you can get them close enough to get a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a deer's vision, while it's good, it's not really good, right?
Right. They have really, really good, and I always get this wrong, they have more cones
mm-hmm.
than we do. So they see movement very well, and they have exceptional night vision because they have a membrane in the back of their retina that reflects the light back, so
yep.
they can see really well at night. The one thing I remember we used to tell people, and it still holds true today, if you see a deer and he sees you and you freeze, you can effectively just disappear to him. Because he doesn't have the depth perception that we do. So if you don't move, he has a hard time seeing you.
Yeah.
And I always caution young hunters, the first thing they want to do, and you and I have had this conversation about turkey hunting, because turkeys are the same way. Don't duck or don't crouch down because they see that movement. Just stop. And I try to tell the young guys that and girls now, to just stop, and you blend in with the woods. You let your camo do its job,
mm-hmm.
and you'll blend in. And if the wind is right and they don't smell you, they may not run away. They may just go about their business.
Yeah, and that's very true, because I've had deer look at me, and because I wasn't moving, they knew that I was something. Either I was a fat oak tree or I was just a growth on the tree, but they're looking at me and they're stomping their feet, they're snorting to get me to move, because deer are a flight animal. I mean, if they hear a twig snap, they run, because they're like, hey, I'm not going to look to see what's there. I'm going to be gone away from it. And that's why their hearing is so accurate. And those ears can do 360s. I don't care what anybody tells me.
And I've also heard that they can listen to two different things at the same time and differentiate. When you see a deer's turn his ears like a radar,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes they'll turn their ears differently, not in sync with each other. And I've heard that they are listening to two different things and processing two different things at the same time.
Yeah, I could believe that, because my very first husky, when I lived out in the woods of Michigan, like the crazy man, a mountain man, we'd be sitting there, and I would watch her face, and that one of her ears would just kind of like go, what, 90 degrees. And I'm like, okay, let me look what's over there, because she picked something up. And that's what the deer do with those scooping ears, and I mean scooping ears, which is kind of a cool thing. Now, but their vision, it's like it's good, it's so-so. Yes, they see, but if you can somehow fake out their nose, you've increased your odds of shooting a deer 20-fold.
Yeah. Throughout, whenever we did seminars, we always used to talk about there's two different ways to play the scent game. Now, you know guys that are fanatical about their clothes and their showers. We used to know people back in the old days that would shave their heads. These two brothers that I met through Terry Hedin back when.
Yeah, now we're talking ancient history now, folks, just so you know.
Yeah, they were convinced that the deer could smell whatever was on their hair. So they didn't necessarily wash their hair with scent-free soap, they mm-hmm. just cut their hair off. And they wouldn't eat meat. I just now thought of that. They wouldn't eat meat for 2 weeks before season because they were convinced that they could smell the carnivore smell would come mm. through their skin. But they were nuts. They were one extreme. They wanted to be ghosts.
Yeah.
They didn't exist in the woods. And they killed a lot of big deer. I mean, they saw and they shot a lot of deer. The other school of thought is trying to blend in with the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two ways of doing that. There's the calming scent, and you and I have talked about
mm-hmm.
conquest scents, Evercalm. It basically is a herd of deer, so it's calming.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the guys that use the attracting scents. This time of year, they're using doe and estrus scent
mm-hmm.
to try to attract bucks in. Sometimes they'll use testosterone scent to try to get the bucks fired up to want to fight the buck that's in the area.
Mm, okay. Well, that's interesting. The scent that I used to like to use, it's the Yellow Label Company. I just forgot the name of it because I haven't used it in a while. But it was called New Earth. And when you sprayed on, the first time I took it and I sprayed it and then I took a whiff, to me it smelled like when I take a whole bunch of fall mushrooms in my hand and I bury my face in it and just take a deep breath in just to smell the glorious of the mushrooms. That's what it smelled like to me. And
yeah, there's Hunter Specialty, I think, is the company.
Yes, Hunter Specialty. Yeah, Yellow Label.
Yeah, they came out with they used to, I don't know if they still do, they had those wafers
mm-hmm. they still do.
That they would keep in a plastic bottle that you could pin to your head. And the Fresh Earth one was amazingly Fresh Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they did it, but it smelled like a new plowed field.
Yeah, it really did. Who knows? But you mentioned the estrus. You know, you go out with your little bottle of stinky stuff, and you hang it in a tree using some type of a wicking program, you know, some type of a wick on it. You dip it in there, and it basically the airwaves blow it, and the scent falls out. And when I used to do this with the physical challenge hunts in the state of Illinois, I would get bucks that would walk right up to it to give it a sniff.
Oh, Conquest has what they call scent sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same principle. It's just a little bit more modern.
Mm.
If they're cotton wicks that you can actually, when you're done, you can close them, seal them up to preserve the scent. But I've put they have a scent called BS1, which is the estrus scent.
Mm-hmm.
I've hung it in trees and same thing. I've had bucks walk up to it and zero in on it, walk mm-hmm. right up to it, not look around. They make a beeline right to this thing hanging in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like a deer. It doesn't sound like a deer, but it smells like a deer. So they walk right up to it and they sniff it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the boys are in rut right now, which means, everybody, when the deer is in rut, the boy deer, the male deer, wants nothing to do except one thing in life, and he wants to make babies. That's it. That's all he wants to do.
He's kind of singularly focused right now.
Yeah.
The only problem they're having with the rut, and I was out a couple of weeks ago with Dan. From what I'm hearing now, from my brother was just out last week. Mm-hmm. He's going out again this weekend. The weather is playing havoc with them because it's warmer than it's supposed to be this time of year. And you know, when you put on a winter coat and go outside when it's warm, you're not very comfortable. And it seems like the deer are feeling the same thing. They're not running as much as they mm-hmm. should be. But there's a school of thought that says that's going to extend the rut. So it should be decent hunting for longer instead of great hunting for a short period.
Yeah. Now, if you're a tree stand hunter, whether it's a mobile stand or you've got one built, if you got one built, check it four times over because, you know, things grow in trees and get loose and things. But if you got a tree stand that you strap on and, you know, go up and sit there for a while, that's great. Couple of things. Always wear a harness. Always. There is no if, buts, or nors. You wear a harness so you can come home at the end of the day for your friends and family and your dog to pet them, because you don't want to fall out of a tree stand because it's not going to be a pretty afternoon after that. The other thing is deer will look up.
Yeah.
And people go, no, they don't. Yes, they do.
Yeah. The original story with tree stands is that deer didn't look up to look in the trees. They mm-hmm. do definitely look up now.
Yeah.
So they hear an unnatural creak. They'll hear a metal creak,
mm-hmm.
and they'll look up to see what the creak is. And while we're talking about it, let's talk about making noise.
Mm-hmm.
You can make all the noise in the world that you want, as long as it's natural. Metal in the woods doesn't exist, so that's not a scent or hurt. It's not a sound that they hear. So you want to be very, very careful about what noise you're making.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Metal is not in the woods.
You
know, they hear that higher pitch ting or something. Like, what? Oh, let's, yep. You know, we're out of here.
That creak when you shift it to draw your bow,
mm-hmm.
they'll hear that and they'll pay attention to it. Yeah. If you've got something to muffle it where it doesn't make that metal sound, you're much more likely to not alert them so much.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Mike, we covered a bunch of the little different things for deer hunting. It's our annual deer hunting segment.
Uh-huh.
And I always appreciate that. I know you're going to be going to your daughter's wedding in Ohio, so congratulations to you and to her and all of your family and loved ones that are going to go out there for that. She's a truly a remarkable young woman who's teaching kids in a grade school and also learned how to love the turkey and deer hunt and grew up in the suburbs of Chicago.
Yes, she did. She definitely loves the hunt and misses it.
Yeah.
I will have to have a chat with her about this wedding at first firearm season in Illinois, but this year I think I'll let her get away with it.
Yeah, yeah. Just tell her, he says, you know, your anniversary is not going to be on deer season.
No, it's not. Uh-huh.
Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks, Chauncey. I appreciate it. I look forward to it every year.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, guy, it's that time of year. Deer season's back, it's finally here. Take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't wanna come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day. But first I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night playing cards and drinking blast beer. Shoot, there it is, let's get some beer.
Shoot, there it is. Shoot, there it is. Shoot, there it is.
Hey everyone, Chauncey here, and Waterworks Marine is having their end of the season huge blowout sale. 25 to 90% off on many items you need if you own a boat. From November 11th to the 16th, Waterworks needs to make room for their 2025 product line and save you money. They're great deals on Mercury motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower, covered by a special warranty for Mercury only at Waterworks. How about 25% off? In-stock rod holders, lube, oil, stabilizers, safety equipment, pops, and more. And don't forget that extended warranty deal on Mercury outboard motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower covered by that special Mercury extended warranty at Waterworks Marine. But that's not all. Look at the super prices for boat consoles, boat covers, hardware, manuals, Lund apparel to look good, cushions, and more. So pick up all of your boating needs at the blowout prices, and don't forget to repower your boat with a new Mercury outboard engine and get that extended warranty that'll save you thousands of dollars. That's November 11th to the 16th, big blowout sale at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. I'll see you there. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt on December 2nd and 3rd at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois. Please bring your own non-toxic shot. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all ages and skill levels with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and dog, if requested, lunch on the site, a hotel room Monday night in a great downtown Springfield hotel, a banquet dinner with silent auction and more, coffee, donuts, Tuesday morning, and you pick up your clean birds, and you can either go back in the field
or drive home. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and have fun with one or two days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a path near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, Presley's Outdoors in Bartonville, Illinois, Mike's Tackle World in Decatur, Hunting Stuff in Salem, Illinois, and Dunn's Sporting Goods also in Marion, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rods and feel the future of fishing today. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And this is a full-packed show. Perch America, deer hunting, Wayne LaBerre at Waterworks. By the way, I'm going to be there from 9 to about noon. So stop on by. You know, all you guys, you know, bring everybody in the family. And let's talk fishing and boating and stuff like that. We'll take a photo, post it on my Facebook page. We'll have fun with this, okay? Real quick question here to answer. Michigan has 635,000 deer hunters in the woods this weekend. And 88,305 of them are seniors over 65. Next weekend is Illinois, along with Wisconsin, and I don't have a number for Indiana. They don't publish their number, but they're also starts on the 23rd of November for their hunting licenses and stuff. Okay, we got that. Remember, stop out at Waterworks today. I'll be there from 9 o'clock on, and we can have a good time. And like I said, take a photo, put it on my Facebook. It'll be good. Now, the Aiden Fishing Report, so I don't get yelled at. They're sponsored by Waterworks Marine. 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, I went up to set up our deer blinds. Sis had a volleyball game, so she didn't go. And we were very quiet after we got the blinds set up. And we sat there quietly and just listened to the woods. It was really cool. I never heard so much noise from the birds, squirrels, and grouse. And just when we were going to leave to go fishing, a deer snorted at us and spooked my dad, and I told him it didn't spook me. Yeah, right, Aiden, it didn't spook you. We waited till we heard it walk away. We then went to the lake and used small bobbers and those whack 'em and stack 'em jigs you gave me, and we caught hand-sized gills, shallow water, and they all were for dinner. It was good. We didn't save any for you. Thanks, Aiden. It was pretty good day. Even everyone else must be getting their deer hunting ready because we saw no one by the lake. I'll send you a picture of my deer if I get one. Also, Uncle Tom said he got a few steelhead at the Berrien Springs Dam, and he's dropping one off for us to have dinner with, not you. Aiden, you're getting a little sassy there. And once again, the Aiden Fisherman Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Cook County Forest Preserve, panfish, waxworm, redworms. You don't need to go early. I mean, yes, it's getting sunny downtown Chicago outside the Chauncey's Great Outdoors minnow tank here. You know, but really, you could go 10, 11, 12 o'clock midday. Let it warm up a little bit. Indiana, they're getting some whitefish and some Lakers off the Michigan City Pier. Somebody gave me a note about some perch, but I want to see photos and a date. Because I've heard spotty things, one or two. That's all. There's no numbers of them. Chain of Lakes, water's low. They drew that water level down. Shore anglers are walking into some back channels that have water, and they're picking up some crappie. Oh, yeah, baby, I like that. So remember that. And if you can fish off one of the bridges or near the bridges, Captain Tony said they're getting some nice fish by those bridges, a mixed bag. And the people that he saw trying for muskies are going with suckers. It's a meat bite right now. Okay. Joey, the jig master, said, if you're in a boat, work the warm water discharges near the bridges on the north side of the river in downtown. Crappie, bluegills, and small bass will what you get. If you get a perch, be quiet about it, because if you say you caught a perch, you'll have a crowd around you. You got that right. That's exactly what happens every time. We're seeing activity in Lake Geneva for smallmouth in 12 to 23 feet of water, according to Allen. He says it's not too bad. Fathead minnows work close to the bottom. Keep it simple. You'll catch fish. My buddy Bruce said Fox River in DuPere, Wisconsin, not many boats out. It's because everybody's getting ready for deer season. There were people waiting. And also, if he saw a lot of birds popping shad on the surface. So that's a pretty good sign. Deer season is keeping a lot of anglers off the water. Illinois River, white bass numbers. Whoa, here's the fluke, which means we're coming to the end of the program. And I'd like to leave you a message. Native American proverb from Apensui Majawat. It says, only take what you need and respect the life you take. For the animal is part of the circle of life, emphasizing the importance of sustainability and reverence for the creatures hunted to feed you and the community. How very true. Only take what you need and respect the life you take, for the animal is part of the circle of life. Thank that deer if you harvest one this weekend in Michigan, next weekend in Illinois and everywhere else. Hey, once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Or come on out to Waterworks Marine. I'll be there at 9 o'clock.